Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with local historian Michael Zaz about local history focusing on civil rights. This is part one of a series. February is Black History Month, and local history is something that we can never get enough of. We need to know where we're coming from. Can you share some of the local history that ties in here with Black History Month that people really need to have in their minds?
Well, I always say Black history is everybody's history. White history is everybody's history. I like to have it just be history. But because we are making a push, and for many years there was none, to recognize contributions of African Americans, I want to talk about some significant events that happened here in Washington County. And I think probably the most significant happened northwest of Washington in a building that still exists. And the State Historical Society is now, and State Historic Preservation Group are trying to identify standing buildings that were important in civil rights. And I need to contact them. I've done some writing on it, and we'll see if they can recognize this. But the Young America School is northwest of Washington. It's now a home. And in December of 1869, a father called the school board to come because he was upset that his son Harris had to sit with, as it was said then, a colored student named Moore. The father demanded that the teacher change Harris's seat so he did not have to sit with the colored student. The school board met. They had a community turned out, and to show the importance of it, that date was on December 24th of 1869, which I think even in 1869, Christmas Eve was significant. But a lot of people came to the school, and he talked to the school board and said just how wrong it was his son had to sit where he did. And the school board ordered that his seat be changed. And that was something that probably wouldn't have been unusual at that time. It was unusual that there was a Black student attending a regular school. But that closed that meeting, but the community was extremely upset by this. And a group of the people in the Young America community got together and they drafted six different resolutions about this. And they passed these unanimously. The school board was not present at any of these meetings. And one of theirs said, colored children have the right to be equal with other children, which we support and feel that notwithstanding this should be done, even if it goes against the view of the school board. And they said that this event was a disgrace to our school district. And that's a remarkable thing to be saying in 1869. Separate but not equal became the law of Iowa in 1868 when Alexander Young from Muscatine appealed that his daughter should be able to go to the school closest to her, which was not a Black school. The Supreme Court said separate is not equal. So there could not be separation because of race. What made this possible was an Iowa law that had been on the books since 1857. Now, when we're talking about this, now we think, yeah, sure, there was no other place in the country that was even close to this. When the Supreme Court in Iowa said separate is not equal, that was 86 years before the rest of the country. Iowa was just always ahead in civil rights. And so when the community overrode the school board and said the teacher could seat students where she wanted to, they even measured the height of the seat that the school board suggested that the Black student go to, and it wasn't the same height as the other, and they wanted, you know, it sounded more like a today event. But it's just very significant that probably the second place in all of the country that said that children of all races could go to the same school, and it happened here in Washington County.
Washington's important.
Very important.
And like you said, to give an idea of what's going on nationally at that time, this is groundbreaking.
Well, much of the country was against the law to educate a Black person. You could be arrested for teaching a Black student how to read and write. not in Iowa ever, but other places you could. So this was revolutionary.
And education is power. We hear that.
Education is power, and it's also equalizing, that it would put people at the same level. And we don't do a good job of that now. And this was just a great thing at this time.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with local historian Michael Zaws, talking about local history and civil rights. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News. This is part one of a series.